Hey, Rock 97.7.
Hi, is this Cam?
Hey, this is Cam.
Hi, Cam. This is Rob Paulson. I'm so sorry. I was late leaving my last session, so the interview I had previous to you was late and just got off with them. So if you can still talk to me, that's great. If not, I totally understand. I was late leaving my session that was supposed to be over at 1 o'clock.
Oh, that's no problem. No problem. I was just like, I hope he still wants to talk to me.
Oh, yeah. No. I just wanted to, I had two, one at 1:15, I'm sorry, one at 1, and then yours at 1:15. I didn't get to the 1 o'clock one until 10 after, and so I called you a bit ago, and I thought probably you were on the air or whatever, but I'm happy to talk to you if you still want to talk.
Oh, absolutely.
Great.
Okay, awesome. So, yeah, I've been really looking forward to this, because you were a huge part of my childhood, actually.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
Tons of the shows
that
I watched.
It
was awesome.
Man.
No, thank you. But I want to go back a little bit further. I see that you were in Spaceballs, correct?
Oh, I was.
You were the Spaceball with comb?
I guess so.
I believe.
Honestly, that becomes an urban legend. And the only reason I say that is because I was hired by Mr. Brooks myself and a bunch of folks, one of whom was your wonderful good friend of mine and a Canadian expatriate and who's unfortunately no longer with us, Phil Hartman. And Phil and I were on that movie with Tress MacNeille and a bunch of other great actors to do voice work, to do background voices and stuff. So honestly, I don't remember, Cam, because I – is it Cam or Skip?
Cam, Skip. Pick either one. People call me both.
Cam Skip.
Cam Skip.
Cam Skip. Well, I have friends who have both that name as a first name. So anyway, Cam, it was like 1980 or 81, so I don't even remember. And fans have a better ear than I do, and I haven't even seen Spaceball in years. So I presume they're correct, but in any case, yeah, I was all through it, as was Phil and myself. I don't recall which part, but yeah, I worked with Mr. Brooks for 2 days on that movie.
Okay, I was really curious because there's the two different combs that they have in the desert, right? They got the big comb and then the little tiny comb.
Right.
And then they say,
right,
like, we ain't found shit. So I was like, I wonder which comb he was. But
you pick one. And if it works for you, it's okay with me. And I'm not trying to be coy. It's just that at the risk of sounding arrogant, I've had so much work that I've been lucky enough to do in the last, 30 years, that 30-plus years, that I don't really remember exactly which characters I voiced in Spaceballs.
Oh, that's all good. That's all. There's other characters that have been more remembered, I guess, than the Spaceballs. But anyways, I just was curious about that. I wanted to hear that. And then that was before you started doing animated stuff. Is that correct?
Yeah, I was the first batch of cartoons that I really started doing. The first ones I did were not until 83. I did G.I. Joe and Transformers. I was the first ones I did were G.I. Joe, in which I played Snow Job and Tripwire. And then Transformers, they brought in these creatures called Aerial Bots. These Transformers called Aerial Bots, of which I played,
was it Firefly?
Air Raid and Slingshot, I think they were called.
Okay.
But those were my first cartoons, and then I started getting work at Hanna-Barbera doing Johnny Quest and Smurfs and all that stuff. And the first big show I got was Ninja Turtles. That was in 1987.
Right, you were Raphael.
I was Raphael, right. And I did that for, 8 or 9 years, seven or eight years. And then from then went to do a lot of stuff for Disney, Gummy Bears and Goof Troop and Darkwing Duck and Rescue Rangers and Tailspin, and then I started working at Warner Brothers doing Tiny Toon Adventures and Tasmania, and then in the early 90s I got Animaniacs, which turned into a spun-off Pinky and the Brain, and Hysteria, and then and around the turn of the, 2000, around 2000, I started working a lot at Nickelodeon doing Jimmy Neutron, Boy Genius, and Fairly Odd Parents, and Back at the Barnyard, and and now where's the Nickelodeon doing Ninja Turtles again, 25 years after the fact. So pretty, if I die tomorrow, I've had a hell of a run, my friend. I'm a lucky, lucky man.
No kidding, man. And you've also done some work with DC-related stuff, right? And that would have been along with the Warner Brothers stuff, I suppose.
Yeah, I've done a lot of more direct-to-video stuff, Rise of the Batman and a couple of episodes of Batman years ago, the animated series. Not too many. Once I got kind of involved with Animaniacs and Pinky and the Brain, which were, by the way, being done at the same time as Freakazoid and Batman and Superman, it's not that you become pigeonholed, but I was so busy, and gratefully so, doing the music and the comedy stuff at Warner Brothers. For example, you know, all the music on Animaniacs and Yakko and Pinky and all that stuff, I was busy every day. And Kevin Conroy and Mark Hamill were busy being the Batman and Joker.
Right.
So we were all working under the same roof, same studio, but I was the comedy guy, and Mark and Kevin were the drama guys.
Okay.
And I am just grateful that I was. It was a great run.
And then you've come back and did some of the more recent DC Animated Universe stuff. Like, you were in Gotham Knight. You did Green Lantern, the Spectre short, which I absolutely love.
Thank you.
No problem, man. Thank you once again. And, of course, Dark Knight Rises, or Returns, sorry, Part 2, where you were Rob.
That's right. I was Rob. And what's cool is I got to play some really gnarly-ass, stinky characters, man. And it's really cool for fans to get a load of it and go, dude, I was watching and I heard your voice. And, I mean, it freaked me out. I said, good. That's what I did my job. Great. So, it's not all Mr. Happy and hello, nurse, you know, which I'm very grateful for, and it makes people smile. But it's cool to be able to do something that makes people a little uncomfortable. I like that.
Yeah. Have you been worked a little bit with Andrea Romero?
Are you kidding me? I just worked with her this morning. Andrea is one of my dearest friends.
Andrea, sorry.
I've known Andrea since 1980. 81. I've known Andrea for 33 years or something like that.
Okay. Is she great to work with? Because anything that is like has anything to do with voice acting or anything, I'm like, man, like, that's a great cast. Oh, look at Andrea. Yep. That I knew it.
She is, you know. She is a dream. And Andrea is one of my dearest friends, and she is such a pro. She has 8 Emmys, and it is not. There's no disputing why. She is the best of the best. Andrea directs the Ninja Turtles now, and so she's directing the new Ninja Turtles. She directs SpongeBob. She directed me on Animaniacs, on Pinky and the Brain, on Freakazoid, on all of the DC stuff that you mentioned. Andrea was there, and she is the best. Love her.
That's awesome. Would you be able to do a couple lines and some character voices for me?
Sure. Why don't you ask me, Pinky, are you pondering what I'm pondering?
Okay. do you want me to give you my best brain, or do I just...
I do.
I just...
Your best brain, as it were.
Oh, okay. Ooh. Let's see. I haven't been practicing this. Pinky, are you pondering what I'm pondering?
Well, I think so, Cam. But if Jimmy crashed Conan and nobody cares, why don't you keep doing it? Narp.
I actually had a request from one of the morning guys. Could you, in your Pinky brain, say... My name is Kevin Albers, NARF.
Kevin Albers, A-L-P-E-R-S?
B-E-R-S.
Sure, I can do it right now.
All right.
Hey, God, my name is Kevin Albers, NARF.
That's awesome. Would you be able to do a little Ninja Turtle for me?
Sure, dude. This guy, Donatello, is the guy I'm doing right now, who's crazy about April O'Neil and is the brains of the bunch. And then the first one that you probably remember was Raphael, who was a bit more of a smartass and would say things like, Shredder, you tin-faced geek, get back here and taste cold turtle steel.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Thanks, buddy. It's my pleasure. And I can't wait to come up to the Entertainment Expo, because what's really cool is this weekend, not only is Sean Astin and myself going to be there, who are Raphael and Donatello on the new TMNT, which is a huge hit and a fantastic show, but we're also going to have the 4 original voices of Ninja Turtles, which is Cam Clark, Townsend Coleman, Barry Gordon, and myself, and Renee Jacobs, who is April O'Neil. The five of us, will all be there for the first time anywhere outside of Hollywood ever since 1987, when we started recording the Ninja Turtles. And we're going to be doing it at the Calgary Entertainment Expo this weekend.
I am going to have to get something signed by all you guys.
Thank you, brother. It will be our pleasure.
It'll be
a lot of fun. I think the fans will dig it, because, like I said, not only are you going to have the 4 turtles there, but you're going to have Raph and Don from the new show,
And then between all the other stuff, you know, you've got, like we talked about, you're going to have Pinky and Yakko and The Mask and Arthur from The Tick and Yakko and all the, you know, and Raphael and Donatello will all be there.
What about Dr. Otto Scratch and Sniff?
Oh, yeah, Dr. Otto Scratch and Sniff will be there as well. Also, any of you who are Jimmy Neutron fans, I'm Carl, and I'll be there, too.
Could you do Throttle from Biker Mice from Mars?
Totally, bro. Hey, Cam, and all you knuckleheads in Calgary, I know the Flames are out of the playoffs, so it's time to rock and ride.
That just made my month right there.
Dude, I'm so glad.
Oh, man. This is awesome. Oh, Major Glory. That's one that I would love to hear.
That's right. Major Glory from Dexter's Lab. I can say, Justice League, assemble! That's me, baby.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Thank
I'm a happy camper right now.
Oh, that's so cool, buddy. And, I tell you, the only person happier than you is me, because I'm so grateful that you and the other folks out there have not only embraced these things over the years, but have continued to do so. And so I am an incredibly fortunate guy, and there are many reasons. You know, I make a living at it. It's what I do, you know, it's what I do to pay my bills. But honest to God, the opportunity to do something that brings a smile to people's face, and especially something that reminds people of, you know, their childhood and a really cool, in virtually every case, it's all about happiness, and it's all about something that makes somebody smile or do what you just did. And man, you can't put a price tag on that. It's just it's pure joy. So thank you very much for your kind words. I really, really appreciate that.
Well, man, I'm sure you'll be keeping people happy and smiling for years to come.
Thank you, man. From your mouth to God's ears, because I feel pretty good, but you never know. I'm getting up there, but I'm still able to do my gig. And hey, you know, what's cool about this gig is that nobody cares that I've got gray hair. They hired me to be another Ninja Turtle. That can't be bad.
Are you going to go for all four?
I'm doing it, man. If I can live to be 100, I can knock all four of them out.
Awesome.
My kid already told me. He said, "Are you kidding me? You're going to be Donatello?" Because he's 30 years old, and so he loves the original show, and he's really embraced the new one too, like a lot of folks his age. But he said, "Are you kidding me? God, you're going to be a turtle again. You know, you're going to be the answer to a Jeopardy question." So I'm pretty thrilled. It's really a hell of a wonderful way to make a living.
No kidding. That's all about all the time that I got, unfortunately. I'd love to keep talking to you. But thank you so much.
Thank you. And not at all, man. Thank you very much for having me, Cam. And I hopefully will see you and your buddies at the Calgary Entertainment Expo this weekend.
Absolutely. Thanks, Rob.
My pleasure. Take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.
That was one of the greatest interviews of my life.